Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 72 of the Big Boo Cast. Before we get started today, I wanted to remind you of the wonder of a Casper mattress. I know I have mentioned Casper before, but it's an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines supportive memory foams to create an award-winning sleep surface that has just the right sink and just the right bounce. With over 20,000 reviews, there's an average of 4.8 stars, and it's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. You get free shipping and returns to the United States and Canada, and you can try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund everything. It's designed, developed, and assembled in the USA. And if you'd like to try a Casper mattress, visit casper.com/bigboo. And if you use the code bigboo at checkout, you get $50 off a mattress purchase. As always, we are really glad that y'all are here with us. We're going to talk a little bit today about the Grammys and about trying to eat right and, I don't know, just all sorts of random things. So, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 72. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm sure that you've had a big celebration at your house, just like we've had at mine.
Well, you know how we love a greeting card holiday around here. Like, yes. It is really a special time.
Oh, I know. I did laugh because it rained here last night. We got a lot of rain. And so this morning, Perry was like, hey, you want to go to breakfast? And so I was like, yeah. And we went to breakfast. And I thought, there are people that think that we're out having breakfast because it's Valentine's Day. But the truth is, we're having breakfast because it rained last night.
Right. They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah. They think we had a breakfast date. And we did. But it was because of the rain, not because it was Valentine's Day.
Right. Well, we did not even have that. I cooked some bacon for Alex this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm the worst at Valentine's. I really am. Like, I don't know. But I'm so happy for others who love it.
Yeah, for sure.
And who feel cared for and happy on this day. And it's big fun for them.
Yeah, that's great. It is not really my favorite. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a day of it opens itself up to a lot of dashed dreams and expectations, I feel like.
Yes. Yes.
So
to maybe
that's
some,
all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. To maybe some, oh, my alarm is going off where I check every day to see if Alex has run his mile and done his cradling for lacrosse.
Oh, and has he?
I don't know. I guess I need to ask him. He has practice today though, so I don't know that.
Oh, gotcha.
He's got to go to practice in just a little bit.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, I think Valentine's, I feel like sometimes it makes people feel very lonely. Mm-hmm. That's not to take away from anybody who feels especially loved today though. We're very happy for you.
Yeah. But you know what? I had a problem, and this is going to be controversial, and it's not really a spoiler. Week's episode of This Is Us.
Okay. Well, you cut out for a second. You said last week's episode of This Is Us?
Of This Is Us, yes. Okay, which, are you caught up on This Is Us?
No, I'm about 5 behind.
Okay. Well, this won't really ruin anything, but there were just a lot of like overtly romantic gestures that I found not at all to be anything that anybody would actually do in real life.
Okay.
In last week's This Is Us. And I thought, see, this is the problem, is people watch this and they're like, oh, why don't you go back and rent our apartment that we lived in for the night so that we could have this romantic moment? Nobody's ever going to do that. That's not even practical.
Right. It's a setup for disappointment, really. Mm-hmm.
It is. So, and there's a reason you moved out of that apartment. So I'm just saying, if it was that great, you'd still be there. So I don't know. That was maybe, I'm just maybe feeling a little cynical. So, but that was my overriding thought, is I thought, this is the problem, is women are watching that going, wow. And you just think, I mean, just most men are not going to do that. It's just not in their makeup.
Yeah, and really, I think probably a lot of us are at a stage of life where if we were to go back to an old apartment, the first thing we'd want to do is clean that thing.
Well, exactly. And then that,
I mean, seriously.
Then that ruins the whole thing. Yeah. You're just like, ooh, no thank you. No thank you.
I mean, if it was dirty in 1994, I don't really want to see what it looks like now.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And if I could afford it in 1994, I don't really want to see what it looks like now.
That's right.
Because I'm going to tell you, it wasn't top of the list.
No. No, it was not.
Not 1994. Okay, so you and I have not talked about, but you told me, and I'm interested to hear that you had some thoughts about the Grammys.
Oh.
I would like to discuss that.
Listen, I don't know why. For some reason, you're cutting out. I don't know why.
It's probably my Wi-Fi because I have this whole beef with AT&T right now, but I just haven't had time and I haven't been home enough to get it to, I can't, you know, that's a whole thing.
Okay.
But I really am I'm about to quit AT&T again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is your internet not working well?
Well, I think it cuts in and out. And I think when you're doing something like this, you notice it, but I just notice a lot of times all of a sudden something will be slow to load. And I think it's glitchy. I just, cause I'm sitting like literally like 6 feet away from my modem. Mm-hmm. It should be working just fine. And it's given me all green lights, but it's poor. So I'm about to change it, but I haven't had the mental or emotional energy to deal with that.
Okay. Well, we will add that to our prayer list.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Grammys. All right, here are my thoughts. All right, by the way, you know, the last time we did a podcast, I think like the day after that one, I came down with the plague. And I'm still not, and I think in December, the day after we podcasted, you came down with the plague.
Yes, that's correct.
So I'm still not quite, I'm still a little congested. So just if I, for some reason, I don't know, have to stop and cough, I apologize.
Okay. Bear with you.
Thank you. Okay. So first of all, I love James Corden. I think he is such a great award show host because he seems to enjoy it the same way that we do.
Yes, I would agree with that.
In terms of like he goes out and he sits in the audience during the performances. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's something about that I love.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will be super honest and just say I did not necessarily understand the whole Beyoncé thing, though I know it is probably meaningful and probably meaningful in ways I don't really get, but it was a little hard for me to kind of keep up with what was going on there.
Yeah, I couldn't really get past that. Leaning back in the chair did me in. That was a lot of fears I have all encompassed
Did a part of you go like, oh, the babies? Like,
yeah, oh, for sure.
The babies.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That whole thing, it wasn't really my cup of tea, but I'm not really I'm not a performance art really connoisseur. You know, that's not really my strong suit. But
I know.
I didn't really. I mean, it was. And here's the thing about Beyonce. She's always gorgeous.
Yes,
like,
ma'am.
No matter what.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, nobody else in the world could get away with wearing that whole get up pregnant with twins and then getting on stage and doing the whole thing. She's beautiful. I did not really necessarily, it's not necessarily my thing.
Here's the way I saw it. It kind of reminded me of being an English major and being in a class where we would read a poem and there would be people in the class who would go like, the end of it would be like, oh my word, that is so beautiful. And I was sitting over at the desk going like, I have no idea what we just read. Now, I can appreciate. So here is where I sort of landed. I appreciated that she was doing something very artistic. Like,
yes.
I appreciated that a lot of thought went into it and clearly a lot of effort went into that. I just wished I was a little bit smarter maybe to understand it.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to tell you though, here's the difference though, is like that goes on and then I'm like, you know what? Give me Bruno Mars in a sweatsuit.
Yeah, not just a sweatsuit, sister, but a leather sweatsuit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
A leather sweatsuit.
That's my lane.
Yeah.
That's my lane right there. So, yeah. And I'll own it. I mean, I'll own it. Like, I'm like a Bruno Mars all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like Bruno Mars has somehow tapped into what it was like to be us in junior high. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is like a walk-in Midnight Star album.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's like the mashup. And I thought it was so perfect that they had him do the Prince tribute, because who else could do that?
Right. Who else could do that? And here's what I'm going to tell you is everybody in this house was asleep. David, Hazel, Alex, all asleep. I had started watching the Grammys on the DVR, and I was fast forwarding through commercials and through like different parts of the actual awards. When James Corden announced that The Time was going to be on the stage.
Yes, ma'am.
I stood up in my living room. Like, that was a moment where I needed to acknowledge, to recognize what was happening on that stage. And I'm going to tell you, like, I not only did the bird in my living room as they sang, like, I remembered that whole thing. I remembered, like, the way that you would, I remember the whole thing. It was magic to me. And then when he came out as Prince, when Bruno Mars came out for the Prince part, he wasn't playing Prince, but you know what I mean. When he came out for the actual Prince tribute, I had to get very close. I had to get just up on the edge of the television screen.
Yes, yes. I totally agree with all that. It was so good. It was so good. And I think it's because Bruno Mars is like, he's like an embodiment of like Michael Jackson, Prince, and I don't know, maybe Justin Timberlake. He's just all that is like good in music, just all in one little package.
Yes, he's so talented.
Because
at first I was like, is he really playing that guitar? And he was really playing that guitar. Like, that was...
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really him.
It was really him. I just loved it.
Kevin Perry, you know Kevin, he plays guitar for Travis some on the Praise Team. I don't know if he's done it as much lately, but he said on Twitter, Bruno makes all us musicians just want to throw something. Because he can do everything.
Yeah. He's so incredibly talented. Going back to James Corden, his Carpool Karaoke with James Corden is one of my very... Have you seen it?
Oh, I love it.
It's so good. It's so funny and so good. I just think he's so charismatic. I'm just a huge Bruno Mars fan.
Well, I told you, I had never thought... I don't know if you remember this, but it was something... I don't know what performance it was, but I remember emailing it to you and saying he has charisma, and I never really thought he had charisma. He's got something. He does. He's got it.
Yep. I loved it. I thought that was great. I'm going to tell you a moment that made me kind of cringe at the Grammys.
Yes.
Are we thinking, is it Carpool Karaoke with Sweet Caroline? Or are you thinking something else?
That was not what I was thinking, but I can certainly see that.
Because number one, either Faith Hill in the moment could not remember the words to Sweet Caroline, or that's never been a favorite of hers, because she was trying to cover it with like a, oh yeah. And I'm like, no, ma'am, Faith Hill, your enthusiasm, I appreciate, but you do not know this song. And it made me feel so awkward inside. So, and then it felt like all of them, when it came time for them, I was like, I don't know that any of them. And I mean, that's a song, you know, by way of the fact that I have a daughter named Caroline that I know words to. So I could easily probably be one of my top choices if I were to ever do Carpool Karaoke, as opposed to one of my own original numbers. But it made me feel so awkward, because I was like, I don't know that any of them, maybe even including Neil Diamond, really knew the words, or maybe they couldn't hear it. It just all felt really awkward to me.
I felt like the words were like posted off in the distance and nobody could really see them.
Maybe that was it.
They were all looking off to a point, but it didn't really seem to help.
I agree. Faith Hill to me was the most blatant, because I appreciated her enthusiasm. She wins for most enthusiastic, because she was like, yeah. And I was like, nope, you don't know the words. You don't know where you're going with this. So, and then it gets to the chorus and everybody knows the chorus, but it was just, the verses I found them to be awkward.
There was something else like that I thought was, that was a little, as Alex would say, that was a little cringe. I can't remember. I can't remember now what it was.
I know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I mean, I just went back and watched little moments here. You know, I watched like I watched everything everybody talked about the next day.
Right. I thought Chance the Rapper was great.
Yes, he was great. I saw that. What else did I watch? I watched Carpool Karaoke. I watched all of Bruno Mars. Oh, Adele. Let's talk about Adele.
Yes. I know. We were talking about this today at school.
Okay. So what? Tell me.
Well, I thought it was endearing that she got in the middle of that and said, you know what? Like, I can't. Like, I need to start over. That had to have been agonizing, like so hard to do in the moment.
I thought
she was so emotional at the end of it. And you know, like, I feel like for some reason, George Michael's death hit me harder than your average celebrity death would. I don't know why. Like, but I think I always really liked his music. And so, I don't know. She was very courageous to just call it and say, like, hey, I got to start over with this thing.
I agree. I think good. And I think I think it's a good lesson for all of us that sometimes you just say, you know what? I screwed up. I think people are willing to give you grace for that rather than to try to like cover up. I think that's a life lesson.
Wait, rather than trying to what?
Cover it up. I'm sorry. I'm cutting out. Thank you, AT&T. If AT&T would just come to my house and say, you know what? Our internet sucks. We're going to be honest. I would still cancel my AT&T service, but at least I would appreciate their honesty.
Yes.
Insane. Mm-hmm. But my only thing about Adele, I love that she did that. I felt like I would have liked for George Michael, because of who he was and his music, I would have liked to add maybe a little more of an upbeat tribute to him.
A little Freedom 90 in there.
Maybe some Careless Whisper. You know, like, I don't know, Father Figure. I just think he has so many iconic songs. It would have been great to be a little bit of a medley. I would have liked a medley.
I can totally see that. And I think you could have done a medley. You could have done a great medley of his songs with some really strong singers too. You know, like an assortment of really strong singers.
Yeah, I just feel like, and I mean, because honestly, that song she was singing, I'd never heard that before. Had you ever heard that song before?
I've heard that song, but it was an extra slow arrangement of that song. Like, that song is not normally that pace. And so I think that's one reason why it was a little hard to follow the first time around. And I kept thinking, is she off? Is it okay? What's going on? And then it sounded more like it normally does the second go round, but it was still much slower. It was a contemplative version of that song, I would say.
Yeah. I would have liked maybe something a little, I would have just liked more of a medley of all his greatest hits, but that's, you know, but there again, that's me.
Well, I really have watched there's a version of him doing the Freedom 90 song, on MTV Live that I have watched so many times since he died that I really expect to get a bill from YouTube. Like, I love it so much. I love it. It's so good. Because it's live, it showcases what an incredible singer he was. Like, he really was a great singer. And so,
yeah,
I don't know. And it's just effortless. It just pours out of him. And so, anyway, I'll put up a link to that.
Okay, he was super talented, and let's remember that he wasn't even 10 years older than us.
That's the other thing that threw me, because somehow in my head, but then when he was just in his 50s when he died. Like, I know. That's crazy. I know.
It is crazy.
Because he seemed so much older. You know, when I was 14 and Wham was everywhere, however old I was.
Yes.
Like, he seemed much older than that to me.
Yeah, I agree. Because he was an adult with a singing.
He was an adult what?
With a singing career.
I'm sorry.
I'm so mad. Not at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at AT&T. How dare you, AT&T, screw up my internet.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you, AT&T? You think you're so smart just because you're a big corporation, but your internet stinks. So, I'm going to have to call and complain about my modem.
We have AT&T internet here.
And?
I We have had probably 20 different routers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they do. I mean, that's what I'm learning. That's why I'm about to switch. Because they always want to come out and they're like, oh, it's your router. It's because your router's out of date. No, listen, this is 2017. Get a router that works.
Hey, put that on a t-shirt.
Get a router that works. We put a man on the moon using women who did math on chalkboards in 1969, and you can't get me a router in 2016 that works.
Or 17. Or 2017.
Or whatever. Whatever. I'm so upset.
Oh, goodness. I will say we've had much better luck with this last one. But knock on wood, you know.
Yeah, well, for sure. Because, you know, if you call them, I mean, this is going to be a 3-day extravaganza of them wanting me to reset it. Because that's what, can you reset it? Can you unplug it? Can you whatever? I'm going to have to go through that whole thing.
The last time we had our router replaced, the technician gave us his phone number. Like, we have a card with his phone number on it.
Here's what I'm going to ask you. Have you actually called that number?
Well, I haven't, but it's a 205 cell phone number. He said it was his cell phone. For all I know, it's a payphone, like down in downtown Birmingham. But anyway.
I mean, I don't want to disillusion you, but I'm going to say that I have gotten several provider cell phone numbers as they have come out and switched my router. And none of those numbers seems to work when it comes time for me to need to use it. I think it's a gimmick.
I'm so sorry.
Well, it's okay. Here's what I've discovered works is you have to call them. And then this is what you say. Have you reset it? Have you reset it? And then you have to say, I'm about to switch back to Dish Network. If you don't just send somebody out here to replace my router.
Right.
And then that, okay, we'll send somebody out. How's, you know, 2 weeks from now between 9 and 6.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so
we will now pause to sing some psalms and spiritual songs.
Yes, yes. Okay, so what else is going on?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm only getting every other word in.
Let's see. I finished my edits.
Good. Yay.
I finished edits.
That's exciting.
I mean, I feel like I can. I don't know why I couldn't tell. Well. So, you know, I wrote a devotional book for older teenage girls.
Yes, you did. Yes, I'm super excited about it.
And so that comes out in August. And so I think it's fine just to tell the podcast people that. So
for sure.
I've had edits. And so I finished those. And yay.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
So anyway, and then I don't know. I feel like we've been trying to eat better and to exercise more. And I feel like everybody's been in kind of a bad mood because of that. But other than that, it's fine.
That'll do it. That'll put you in a bad mood, like exercise and eating right.
I know. I don't know. Catherine, he writes a blog called Grass Stains, wrote a post yesterday. And, I think it was called I Hate Everyone and Everything. And it was about just kind of about her doing a thing where she's been trying to eat better and exercise more, but just about the initial rage with that, like you know, you remember the winter when you ate all that kale, like,
oh, it just puts you in the worst mood. Like, you really, when you think, well, I'm hungry, it's time for a snack, let me go crack this hard-boiled egg, you just think, I don't even know,
let me go get 6 almonds. Oh, yeah. I'm satisfied now.
I know. It's hard. And I think the thing about it is all that stuff, because I was on a really good exercise kick in the fall. Like,
you know,
I was working out like 4, sometimes 5 times a week. I mean, I was on a roll, and then I got the flu at Christmas. And then since then, I'm trying, but I'm just not, I have not gotten back into a routine. Now, some of it is because I've been busy and I've been traveling. So I just, my weeks keep getting interrupted, but it's just hard. And then you think, God, it seems like doing all that in the fall should mean I get to take the spring off.
That's the thing.
Yes.
That's exactly what we've talked about. Is it's like you want it to be like when you were younger and it was like, okay, so I've got this big event. Like I just need to do yes. some things to get ready for this big event. It's the duration. It's the forever. Like forever.
Yep. It's the forever. That's the whole thing. If I could like work out every other week, if I could work out like for 6 months and then take 6 months off, I mean, I'm in, but this is how I've got to be forever. That's the downside. And the thing is because I know myself so well, I know that I'm never going to maintain consistency forever at some point.
At some point, there's going to be a marathon you really want to watch. At some point, you know what I mean? There's going to be a book that you really get into. At some point, it's going to get cold. And you need to be home.
Yes, exactly. And that's like that, I feel like, is what's happened. Because like this week, I was like, okay, this will be my week to really get back into it. Well, we spent all weekend at a soccer tournament. And then I had driven to Houston. I mean, last week I drove, in the course of 7 days, I drove Houston and back, Dallas and back, Houston and back for various reasons. And so the time this Monday came, I was like, no, this is my day off. You know what I don't want to do? Go to Smart Bar. This is my day to get to sit on the couch and eat Sour Patch Kids mm-hmm. and get caught up on The Crown and all that stuff. This is not a day for exercise.
Okay, so let me ask you, when you're eating super healthy, and I mean, I think honestly, like one of my biggest issues, we have talked about this, is making time to exercise. Because my day starts about 5:20 in the morning and usually does not stop until like the middle of, you know, I don't know, usually around 8. It's usually a pretty full affair.
Yeah.
I think by and large, like we really do eat pretty good food. And well, I know we go to Chewy's every Sunday, but we don't go crazy at Chewy's every Sunday. We eat a lot of vegetables and all that kind of stuff. But when I'm really like trying to be mindful, especially about sugar,
mm-hmm.
there are certain things I really crave, or if I'm really trying to be mindful about carbs, which are really like my sworn enemy. So if you're really trying to be mindful, what's the thing you crave the most? What's the thing that can derail you if you ran across it?
It's going to be like a chocolate chip cookie is going to be my weakness.
Okay.
Or chips and queso. It depends on where I am. It's going to be chips. It's going to be Mexican food of some form because I cannot turn it down. Or it's going to be like a chocolate chip cookie because I can get off the Sour Patch Kids and all that pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And then I forget about them. Like it really is. I think they prove that whole thing of if I'll quit eating them for a while, I quit craving them.
Okay.
But right this thing where I'm eating them. So like right now I'm like, well, it's 4:00. It's time for some gummy lifesavers. You know, mm-hmm. I get on this like candy bender, mm-hmm. but once I quit it, I don't miss it. But like if it's chocolate chip, like especially cookie dough mm-hmm. or like chips and queso, those would be my two. What are yours?
Real quick, when you come here next week, I'm taking you to Church Street and getting you what's called a breakup cookie.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
A chocolate chip cookie with salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, it will lay you mm-hmm. out. Like,
oh,
it is something else.
I cannot wait. So, okay, I'm in. That sounds delightful.
It is so good. Okay, for me, potato chips.
Okay. Any just regular straight up potato chips?
No, not a regular straight up. No, like a Ruffles cheddar and sour cream potato chip. There is a bag right now in our pantry. Like because Alex loves them, and sometimes I'll put them in his lunch. And Sunday, mm-hmm. for some reason, Sunday was really hard in terms of like not eating bad stuff. And so trying to kind of stay on task, and I kept, like, it was like on a reel in my head, that bag of Ruffles cheddar and sour cream potato chips.
I did not
cave, but I can't say I never will. Like, it's something.
Yeah.
The potato chip is a strong, strong pull for me. And then I would say, like, if chocolate chip cookies, that kind of thing's in front of me, a brownie mm-hmm. is hard for me to resist. Like mm-hmm. if I can get off of sugar, I stop craving it. But if I start with it, oh, it's like, it's, It's on at that point.
It's on. Yeah. It's all downhill. Yeah. I totally. And that's like, I'll buy every other, well, every like third time I go to the store, I'll buy the small thing of Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter ice cream, because that is another one of my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. But I know that when I buy that, I have to know I'm going to eat that whole container in 3 days. So, because I'll eat a little bit, but I'm powerless to resist it. If it's in the freezer, I will eat it. So I don't let myself buy it, except for like every third time I go to the store.
The other night, David picked up. He had decided like he was going to have a piece of cake. He misses cake a lot. And so he had picked up a piece of this like 12-layer chocolate cake, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate's a little bit of a struggle for me too. He had picked up this dark chocolate cake. I mean, it looked delicious. And so he had some. And then he was like, okay, so here's the dilemma. Do I finish it all? Like, do I just go ahead and eat the whole piece? Or do I save it and allow myself to have it, like, over the course of the next couple of nights? But then at that point, have you just established yourself, established a pattern for yourself that you're going to eat the sweet stuff every night? You see what I'm saying? Like, it just gets all tricky in your head with that stuff.
It does. It does.
Except for people who don't get tricky about that stuff.
Yeah, who just eat good all the time.
Yeah, it's just not an issue.
Yeah, but I am not one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I try and I can go, but I'm just like, well, I do the best I can. I mean, I have good weeks and I have bad weeks, and this week is a bad week. But and last week was a bad week because, like I said, I was on the road. So at the end of the week, I was like, well, I think I've had Chick-fil-A 4 times and Whataburger at least 3 times. Mm-hmm. But it's just because I was driving through places driving, you know? So, and then I got back to my hotel room. You'll appreciate this. You know how we've talked about how after you speak at events, like you get back to your hotel room late. And so like I could have stopped somewhere, but I didn't want any more fast food. And they had packed me up a plate, but I forgot to take it. And I didn't really want it because at that point it was fish. And I mean, you know, I don't want to go back to my hotel room and eat fish that late. It looked delicious, but I just didn't want it. So I was like, I'm just going to get, so I went back, I was staying at like a Best Western Plus. So you know how they have like the snacks you can buy?
Yes. Downstairs in the lobby.
Downstairs. Yeah. So I got, they had actually put a little gift basket in my room that had a couple of like some chocolate almonds and all that. But then I bought some like salt and pepper cashews and some sort of like cheddar something potato chips that were real salty. Uh-huh. And something else. And I mean, I ate all of it because you feel like you're eating light because you're just eating snacks. I woke up Saturday morning because I drove home so early because I was going to get home for our Caroline soccer game. Like, I couldn't get my wedding ring on my finger.
I was going to ask you if you were, that's what mama would say. Your fingers were just strutted. Like they were just like, they had just spread out because you were so swollen. What'd your eyes look like?
Not good. I'm going to tell you, not good. I was so puffy because I'd eaten all that sodium and then I didn't drink a whole lot of water with it. And I mean, I woke up and I was like, whoo, this is not really one of my better days.
Hey,
so,
listen, I'm going to tell you what, the 40s will tell the tale on you of some late night snack food. No joke. Or late night, just any late night salt.
Yes.
Your 40s will not let you keep that a secret.
Mm-mm. No. It was golly. But it was also good. And I just wanted like salty because they had put in some chocolatey stuff. But I was like, and they'd even given me some Hostess donuts, which I got real tickled.
One of Alex Hudson's favorite foods. Seriously.
Well, and I got so tickled because I thought nothing really makes you have to come face to face with your poor life choices than seeing what you've written about enough that that's what people leave you as snacks in a hotel room. Like,
that's right.
It's like, they're not leaving me. There were no kale chips. There were no carrots. There was no hummus. It was Hostess donuts, some chocolate almonds, some like other kind of chocolate bars. I was like, well, yeah, this is who I am. I have to own it.
I know. I've thought at different points. I'm like, well, eventually I'm going to get somewhere and somebody is just going to have fried up a pound of bacon and put it in my hotel room. Welcome
and
to our city.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be mad at them for it either.
No, you know, I mean, really wouldn't. I really wouldn't be mad at them. Wouldn't be mad at all.
Kind of works. Yeah. So it's just kind of but I feel like every now and then, like when somebody, if I get copied on an email where somebody has said like, we'd like to have some of her favorite snacks for her, like, what does she like? And when I see the list you know, of like, here are her favorite snacks. I'm like, well, they think now a fourth grader is coming to speak. A fourth grade boy is coming to speak.
Want some because sour, they would like some Sour Patch Sour Kids, some gummies.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of chocolate, some Diet Coke, maybe some M&Ms, you know, just all your basic food groups represented.
Well, I was walking, I guess this was one day last week, I went to walk after Alex went to lacrosse, and this woman came and got on the treadmill beside me, and she was an older mm-hmm. lady, like she was probably in her early 70s, mm-hmm. and anyway, I felt like, you know, sometimes like if you're on a treadmill or you're on some kind of machine and you feel like the person next to you is trying to like keep up with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like, but you feel like they're kind of eyeballing, like how far have you gone? How fast are you going or whatever? And so I immediately feel like I get that Martha thing where I feel like I need to start explaining. Well, you see, like, here's the thing. So over the last few years, see, I've been writing more. And so I really haven't had time. I just haven't had time, you know, really like to exercise. So I squelched that impulse in me. Like, I don't have to explain to her, like, why I'm not going as fast as I might like to go. You know, but I keep feeling like she is eyeballing my speed.
And so
I keep cranking it up because I'm like, now listen, I mean. And then I'm like, I've put myself in a competition with somebody who is somebody's mamaw. I mean, like, honestly, like I am in an imaginary treadmill competition with a mamaw I don't even know. And I'm cranking it up, and so I'm walking hard. I'm walking hard. And she keeps looking over, and I'm getting so frustrated. And then right at the end of when I'm kind of finishing up and I'm getting ready to go, I realized after the fact, I kind of put it all together. She knew the woman who was like on the other side of me. So I think she was actually trying to communicate with her friend. But I got in this whole, like, I don't know, cannonball run on the treadmill with, like, with the 70-something-year-old woman. This is not healthy. Like, there's gotta be a better way.
You just called it the cannonball run. I love it. That makes me so happy. Yes.
I was gonna win.
You were she was like nuns in Cannonball Run that had that car, and you were like, I don't know, Burt Reynolds or something.
But I will tell you, last night I saw her again, and she was walking when I got here. She was still walking when I left, and I didn't even, like, I was over it. Like, I was like, you can have it, ma'am.
Yep. You win. You are the champion of the treadmill.
That's right.
You are the champion. I know that's, you know, when I do Cycle Hub, when I go to Cycle Hub, they have where you can like push the deal, and then it shows everybody's bike number up on the screen up at the front of the room.
Yes.
And so it shows like your power and your RPMs and all that stuff. And then at the end of class, if you've turned your bike on so that it counts all that, then it sends you how many calories you burned during class, which I really enjoy because you do burn a ton of calories mm-hmm. doing it. So it's usually a pretty gratifying number, but I don't like feeling like I'm in competition. I don't need to know that I'm not doing what bike number 18 is doing, because it's that same thing where I'm like, well, how are you beating me? You don't look like you should be able to beat me, but you're faster. Your RPMs are more, your power's more. I don't need to know that. So I've just gotten to where I don't push it anymore. I just figure, I'm probably burning 700 calories.
There you go. That's what I do. That's a lot of calories.
You burn a lot of calories. If you do a 45-minute class, you can burn like 600-700 calories. That's why I do it. Because what else can you do that you burn that many calories?
You can't do anything.
No, nothing. I mean, so it's, you do burn a lot of calories, but it's, I mean, it's something. It's not really my favorite, but you burn a lot of calories. That's why I keep doing it. Because then that's when I buy my Häagen-Dazs ice cream, because I burned all that. So now I can eat it. I don't like feeling like I'm in competition with the people. Cause that's why I like Smart Bar, because Smart Bar, I really do feel like everybody just is doing their own thing and nobody's paying attention to what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. I can totally see that. Yeah. If I'd wanted to compete, maybe I would have done more sports as a young person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's not a motivator for me.
No, it's not. In fact, we were talking about, so Caroline and I are officially wearing the same size shoe now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're Which, you know, secretly I'm kind of hoping her foot will stop here, because then that expands our shoe wardrobe. Something tells me her foot's probably going to keep growing. But right now, so I had a dinner the other night. I said, we're the same size shoe. And I said, and I'm so happy. And Perry said, oh, are you going to start borrowing her soccer cleats so that you can participate in an adult soccer league? And I thought, I can't think of anything that I would be worse at. Like, if I don't know what I would be worse at than trying to play soccer.
No. And why?
I mean, like that.
Mm-mm.
No, like of all the things, like, cause I never was really, I was never, I mean, granted, girls were not really, athletic pursuits for girls were not really, you went to high school in the '80s. It's not in my high school. And I feel like when I talk to friends that are about our age, they all agree, like, sports, you were a cheerleader, you were on dance team, you did that kind of stuff. But very few girls, unless it was like the tennis team, actually played sports. Not like girls do now. I feel like it's a whole new day now where girls all play sports. But I thought, I couldn't even, like, as I'm sitting there screaming at her, run, go get the ball, go get the ball. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to let them have the ball. I mean, I can't.
Come and get it.
Whatever. Don't hit me. I mean, like, but I really thought, it makes you think. I was like, I can't think of anything I'd be worse at than that.
No, I can't.
That'd be the pinnacle of my badness.
I think marathon running for me would probably be the pinnacle of my badness. Oh. I think that would be significant. Mm-hmm. I would probably also be pretty bad at a game of basketball right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something though. You talk about something I have enjoyed. I have enjoyed watching SEC women's basketball on the SEC network. I watch it all the time.
Well, okay. Okay.
I have.
Okay. Well, Mississippi State has a great team this year.
That's got a lot to do with it, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're number three or whatever. But I think that for some reason, I don't know if you've noticed this, but in the men's games I've seen this year, they're just constantly calling fouls. Like, they're just not.
Yes.
They cannot get up and down the court without a whistle being blown. And so the women's game is still a little bit, to me, it's a little bit faster paced. Like, they will have some trips up and down the court without whistles getting blown. I just feel like there aren't as many fouls being called. And so it's a little bit more enjoyable to watch, because who wants to watch a free throw shooting contest? I don't.
No, no, it's so boring. I mean, you know, basketball, I mean, no offense to all you basketball fans out there, but it's really one of my least favorite of all the sports. I just don't care for it. I don't know why. I just don't.
I know. We've had this discussion, I think, before.
Nobody wants to hear it again. Nobody wants to hear it again.
Personally, that you don't, it's not your favorite.
It's not my favorite, and it's fine. I mean, I get it. And when I sit, if I get suckered into watching it, I can get into it. But I don't, like, and if A&M's playing, and I'm like, oh, A&M's playing, so I'll watch it. But I don't, it's not like football where I will, like, schedule intentional time to watch it.
Okay, but baseball's starting this week. College baseball starts now, this week.
Yes, and I will schedule intentional time to watch that.
And, you know, that's another thing I enjoy so much, is being able to watch baseball games. Like, I love the coverage that we get now of everybody's baseball games, because I will watch the Aggies. I will watch the LSU Tigers, and I will watch my Bulldogs. And and it's so fun to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, the SEC network has really changed our lives for the better all the way around.
It really has. I think now we should sing Change for the Better, but from which?
Change for good
is what it's called.
I would like to bring back the Coach's Wife show.
I would too. Golly.
That was so good. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And now you would have, like, because now they're all at different schools. Of course, then you wouldn't have Les Miles, so I would miss him.
I will miss Les Miles for the rest of my days.
Mm-hmm. He's going to turn up somewhere.
Will Muschamp's still around. He's just at a different place.
He's at a different school. So you got that going. And Florida, you've got his face. I don't know anything about him.
Now, he and his wife were on a belt commercial this fall.
That's
just, well, FYI. Who else is new? I can't even think.
Georgia, you've got Kirby Smart at Georgia.
Yeah.
Because last time you had Mark Richt, and so he's gone. Of course, Nick Saban is always going to be there forever.
Always going to be there forever.
I'd
love to see it come back. It would make me very happy.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a good show, because you've still got Belima at Arkansas.
Yes, you do. Yes, she did.
So anyway, I'm just saying, if anybody's listening, that was a good show.
Have you, I'm gonna mark that down because I'm gonna link to that too. I bet I can find those shows on YouTube or something. The SEC
I bet
wives.
So.
Okay, so the snail cream, did you actually use it?
I have used it. I also bought the snail serum because I figured while I was ordering, why not get both?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you where I am right now with my skin, and people keep asking me, is a snail cream? I'm using so many different things on my right now that I can't tell you what exactly is that's working. You know what I mean?
Like, sure. Do you feel like collectively it's working together?
I do feel like I've got a good combination. And I will tell you this, that Perry, when we were sitting at breakfast this morning, he said, your skin looks really good.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, that is not, I don't know that that's a phrase I've ever heard him use in our 22 years of being together. So something is working.
Okay.
Because I thought, well, he noticed. I don't think he was just trying to put the moves on me for Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Maybe. But it was just, I was sitting there eating my French toast and he was like, your skin looks really good. Well, it's all the 47 different creams that I'm using. It's one of those. It's one of those 47 different creams.
You don't even know what you got invested in this skin, Perry Shuttle. You don't have any idea.
You don't. And you don't want to know.
You don't want to know what you got invested in this skin.
Oh, God. So, but I'm still using my Rodan and Fields because I haven't run out of that yet.
Okay.
And so I had kind of told myself I didn't think I was going to reorder, but now that I got the skin compliment, I'm like, well, maybe I should. But then I've also been using the snail cream, which does not really feel, it feels very much, it kind of goes on and it almost feels gel-like at first,
okay.
But it doesn't, the consistency of it does not gross me out. It has a pleasant, like almost non-existent smell. And it does feel like it's adding maybe in some moisture, I feel like, to my skin.
Okay. And are you putting that all over or just under your eyes?
No, I'm putting it all over.
Okay. So in addition to your skin-ceuticals?
No, I do my skin-ceuticals at night. I do the snail in the morning.
In the morning?
Yeah. So in the morning, I've been doing the snail, let it sit, and then I put on a little bit of moisturizer, and then I put on, what else do I do? The snail, a little bit of moisturizer. Oh, and then I've been using that collagen veil primer.
Yes.
I put that on, and then I put on either just regular, my SkinCeuticals sunscreen if I'm just doing nothing, or I put on that CC cream, which I really like.
Okay.
And it has SPF 50 in it too. So I'm putting that on. I either do that sunscreen, not both.
I'm buying that. That's going to be my next purchase because I'm almost out of the CC cream that I have been using. So I'm going to get the IT next.
It's really good. I mean, and for what? I mean, I think it's $38. So to me, that's a median price. You know, I've paid more than that and I've paid less than that. But I think I like it. I think it offers good coverage, but it does not feel heavy on my face.
Okay. And so what you're saying is, between those 6 to 8 things,
something maybe is working.
Something likes each other and all that.
Yeah. But I think part of it is too, is I'm just, my skin is really well moisturized right now between all the stuff I'm putting on it. So maybe that it's very moisturized.
Okay. Wait, when do you use the snail serum? When does that come in?
I've been putting that on before. I do the snail, the serum, and then I do the cream, because it's not really a cream. And then I do moisturizer, and then I do the, so it's a multi-step process.
Okay. All right.
And then at night I do the Rodan and Fields, which is the scrub, the toner, and then it's a combination of vitamin C and all that you put on. And so I put that on because I usually shower at night. So I put that on after I shower. And then like before I go to bed, I brush my teeth and then I put the SkinCeuticals on right before I go to bed.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to see me next week. So you'll say, hey, number one, either you need to just save your money because none of this appears to be, your skin doesn't look any different than the last time I saw you.
Oh, or, that's not true.
Well, you don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, sometimes it takes somebody you haven't seen me in a while. So I don't know. Does my skin look better or worse? I don't know.
Okay. So, y'all stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned after, because we're going to see each other next, because I'm coming to Birmingham on Wednesday. So I'll see you when.
Wait, you cut out again.
Oh, I can't even.
But you'll be here Wednesday.
Coming to Birmingham on Wednesday.
For
yes.
For the Sanford Legacy League luncheon.
Yes. And so I'm doing that Thursday and then going home Friday.
Well, we need to talk about Wednesday too, but we can do that after.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be driving in from Nashville on Wednesday.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know what time. Nobody needs to hear plans. But anyway, I should be leaving Nashville by early afternoon.
Just talk about that. What do you want to do for supper Wednesday night? What you thinking? Where do we want to go? Where can we go and eat lots of healthy things that aren't chocolate or carbs?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because who cares about that? So, you know, we'll get together. We're going to straight up eat a cheese plate is what we're going to have.
We are. I'm doing some research. I want to find the very best one.
I know.
I love a cheese plate.
I have a good cheese plate. I know. You know, we have a here, and I haven't been, if you can believe this, because I don't have anybody. It's not the kind of place Perry would want to go to, but it's called Cured, and it's down at the Pearl Brewery, and all it is like charcuterie. That's the whole restaurant is that. That's all they do. But I've never been because I just, you know, that's Perry's not, that is not his thing. That's not real food.
No, it's not real food. I can certainly relate. I would not have anybody that I am married to who would care one thing about having a cheese plate with me.
Yes. Mm-mm, no, Perry thinks a cheese plate. All Sunday nights he's gotten to where sometimes I will do a cheese plate, but we always have to have some sort of meat. So we have sausage or something cut up. But he will do that. But that's only because we've eaten we usually eat huge Mexican food breakfast after church on Sundays.
Right. Well, so. Yeah, we're familiar with that.
Yes. So, okay, so anything else?
I don't know. It feels like there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't think of what it was. I have started watching This Is Us, I think, since the last podcast.
Okay, and?
I like it. I do like it. Okay. I don't think I've had the reaction to it that everybody else has had, because I have watched everybody have the reaction on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. I think it's good, and I think it's compelling, and I think that it's interesting. Like, it's not at all what I thought it was going to be, and I like the characters, but I don't think I have had that whole... I don't think I've had the same experience with it that other people have had, just because I didn't watch it right out of the gate. You know what I mean?
Yes. I get it. I think it's hard to watch something on the backside, the build-up. It's like, can it possibly live up to the hype?
Yeah, and I do think, I think it's so good. Don't misunderstand me. Mm-hmm.
I do not.
But I knew it was going to be chock full of emotion because I had seen so many people get emotional about it on social media. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So you're not. Yeah. I get that. That makes sense. I know. I really haven't. I'm caught up on that. I've been watching Victoria, but I'm not totally caught up on that.
I haven't started that yet.
It's pretty good. I mean, you know what? If you need a British royalty type thing, it works. It fills that gap. Mm-hmm. My favorite, but it's okay. It works. I mean, I would much rather watch something that's hypothetically based on the life of William and Kate. I would find that a lot more intriguing. But Victoria, I mean, that'll do.
Okay.
So, well, I guess I've got to go pick up Caroline from soccer now.
Okay, I guess Alex has got to get to, he's got to get to lacrosse. He's got somebody coming.
We have
I
know, our activities. Now, have you read any books? Let's talk about that real quick, though, because I really feel like I need a good book to read.
Okay, so I read, let's see. I read a book, I can't remember where I was going, and now I can't remember what it was called. So, yes, but
okay.
I can't remember.
Look.
Dadgummit.
Well, stay tuned for the next podcast when we'll find out.
I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to look on Amazon and see what I read.
Have you read Eleanor and Park?
I have not. Does that have an illustration on the cover?
Yes, it does. And I feel like all of a sudden, I mean, I know it's been out for forever, but I feel like I've heard a lot of people talking about it. So I'm like, well, maybe I need to read that. I know technically it's young adult lit, but I'm like, maybe, you know, that is kind of my genre.
All right. Very, very non-informative or uninformative.
Well, we can always just end it where we say, I need to go pick up Caroline from soccer practice.
We can always just
cut that whole thing out. And then next time we can talk about books. Okay. So whatever.
Hey,
I'm good.
Time,
whatever.
We're going to talk about books. And we're going to talk about something else that we don't know yet. But we're going to talk about books for sure.
Yep. So stay tuned. We're going to be thinking about what else.
And Melanie's going to have a new router that doesn't cut out.
That's right. I am going to have a new router. And in the meantime, you know, anytime y'all have any other questions or topic suggestions, feel free to leave those in the comments too.
Yes. But you can also leave those questions on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thebigboocast. Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
Right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Thank you.